In meeting halls, rallies, and living rooms across America, Medicare for All is an applause line. It's a cornerstone of Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign and one of Senator Elizabeth Warren's best-known plans. But after this week, could momentum slow for the proposal that guarantees insurance for everyone? Yesterday, the Urban Institute, a center-left think tank, released a report finding that Medicare for All would increase federal spending over the next decade by $34 trillion. Critics are already taking aim at the findings. In the final part of our series this week, journalist Dan Gorenstein and health economist Saya Nikpe, co-hosts of the new podcast Trade-Offs, look at the impact this report may have.
These new numbers from Urban offer the first reality check on the rhetoric that has dominated the Democratic debate over health reform. The question is, how much of a difference will a few numbers make?
When policy debates are just about my opinion versus your opinion, they often get derailed.
Robert Reichauer is the former president of the Urban Institute and ran the Congressional Budget Office.
When you have information, numbers, a range of impacts presented on a piece of paper before you, the debate becomes real.
Reichauer is right. One way or the other, Democrats will have to reckon with this paper, if only because it's the first report in the 2020 race to put an actual price tag on these plans. It likely strengthens the case former Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are making, that we need an alternative to Medicare for All.
The report shows you can design a public option that provides insurance to 26 million more Americans than today and slashes out-of-pocket costs, all for a fraction of what Medicare for All would cost the federal government.
Then you've got the Senator Sanders and Warren camps. They'll either sidestep this work, says former Obama healthcare advisor Dr. Kavita Patel, or take it head on.
I don't think it's going to stop the people who are currently proponents of single payer. But if you're Bernie Sanders, then you're going to look at that, and his campaign obviously will, and they're going to poke holes at it because it really takes aim at one of his basic principles.
It's a safe bet that putting a $34 trillion price tag on the plan will certainly grab the attention of Medicare for All supporters. And that's where this paper may have real traction.
I'm worried that we're going to see a particularly high cost for single payer. I would like to see fair assumptions about savings and costs.
Harvard physician Adam Gaffney is president of Physicians for a National Health Program. Gaffney's concerned the Urban team is lowballing how much the federal government would save by negotiating with doctors, hospitals, and drug companies.
By arguing over the numbers, disagreeing about those sorts of assumptions, the debate shifts. Instead of a bunch of aspirational happy talk, the Urban team hopes this paper forces people to grapple with complicated questions.
Like how much doctors and hospitals would actually get paid under a healthcare system run entirely by Washington. Urban economist John Holohan.
How much can you push hospital rates down and physician fees down without causing just massive chaos?
Holohan and his co-author, Linda Blumberg, think the time for a debate over the substance of these two plans is overdue.
No policy related to healthcare is ever everybody's better off or everybody's worse off, right? Some people are going to get more, some people are going to pay more. Good policy should rest on knowing what those trade-offs are.
Ultimately, Blumberg hopes this paper reminds candidates and voters of the imperfect solutions in front of us. There's too much at stake, she says, to pretend otherwise. I'm Dan Gorenstein.
And I'm Saya Nikpe for Trade-Offs.